Chapter 1, Welcome and Chapter List. Welcome to the Beyond Blindness Summer 2023/2024 Edition Newsletter and Activity Calendar. Here is a list of chapters and content in this edition. Please note that due to space limitations on the CD, if you are listening to the CD version, some chapters may be missing. The full version of this newsletter can be listened to from our website or via email. Contact Beyond Blindness Marketing for more information. Chapter 1, Welcome, Contents and Chapter List. Chapter 2, Beyond Blindness Contact Info. Chapter 3, Beyond Blindness Organization Info. Chapter 4, Activity Information. Chapter 5, Editor's Message. Chapter 6, From the CEO. Chapter 7, 2023 AGM. Chapter 8, Around the Office. Bethany Cody Report. Chapter 9, Around the Office. Golf Clubs Giveaway. Chapter 10, Christmas Party 2023. Chapter 11, Beyond Blindness on Focal Point. Chapter 12, History, Horse Race Transcription. Chapter 13, Flashback of Central/East Activities, Term 4 2023. Chapter 14, Central/East Area Highlights. Chapter 15, Northern Area Highlights. Chapter 16, Vincent Tartzia Visit. Chapter 17, Oaks Liberty Apartment. Chapter 18, SASV Presentation Concert. Chapter 19, Spotlight on Member Maureen Montez. Chapter 20, Ticketek Booking Update. Chapter 21, Volunteers. Chapter 22, Adelaide Zoo Welcomes Assistance Dogs. Chapter 23, Special Purpose Funding Tech Fest 2023. Chapter 24, Sports, Paul Cormack. Chapter 25, Being Blind by Tony Doyle. Chapter 26, Lenore's Cooking Corner. Chapter 27, COVID Notice. Chapter 28, Donations. Chapter 29, Sign Up to Our Newsletter. Chapter 30, Feedback. Chapter 31, Activities Calendar and Important Notes. Chapter 32, Western Activities, Term 1 2024. Chapter 33, Central/East Activities, Term 1 2024. Chapter 34, Northern Activities, Term 1 2024. Chapter 35, South Activities, Term 1 2024. Chapter 36, Victor Harbour Groups, Term 1 2024. Chapter 37, Adelaide Hills Activities. Chapter 38, Travel Club. Chapter 39, Important Information About Activities. Chapter 40, Extreme Weather Policy. Chapter 41, End of Newsletter. Chapter 2, Beyond Blindness Contact Info. Telephone, 836-76088. Email, info@beyondblindness.org.au. Newsletter Feedback and Mailing List Inquiries, marketing@beyondblindness.org.au. Website, www.beyondblindness.org.au. Office Locations. Central/East Office and Social Centre. 516 Lower North East Road. Campbelltown, SA, 5074. Phone, 836-76088. Postal Address. P.O. Box 216. Campbelltown, SA, 5074. Northern Office, Unit 1, 12 Adelaide Road, Gawler South, SA, 5118. Phone, 816-633-30. Southern Office, Unit 2, 4 Clement Terrace, Christers Beach, SA, 5165. Phone, 855-66228. Chapter 3, Beyond Blindness Organization Info. Who are we? For the past 85 years, Beyond Blindness has provided a range of services to South Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Offering a variety of recreational activities, our mission is to promote independence, dignity and quality of life. Beyond Blindness also provides financial assistance in cases of need, as well as grants and subsidies. Our services are available to anyone aged over 18 years old who is legally blind and resides in South Australia. The cost for a lifetime membership is $25. Associate membership is available for people with low vision, not legally blind, spouse, partner or immediate family of a full Beyond Blindness member, registered carer or support person. The cost of an associate membership is $25 annually. For all membership inquiries, contact the Campbell Town Office, 836-76088 or email info@beyondblindness.org.au. Chapter 4, Activity Information. Beyond Blindness Activities. Beyond Blindness offers social activities across all of Adelaide, North, South, East, West, Adelaide Hills, Gawler and Victor Harbour. Activities offered, arts and crafts, bus excursions and day trips, sports, golf, bowling, croquet, sailing information sessions, walking/hiking, dancing, digital training programs, cooking, country music club, pub lunches, trivia, Gawler Low Vision Group, Young Persons Social Group, movies, Life Music, Victor Harbour Groups, overnight trips to Regional SA, Conversation Corner, libraries, men's group, book club. All members are welcome to attend any activity, in any location in Adelaide, depending on transport and resources availability. An activity schedule can be found at the end of this newsletter. Chapter 5, Editor's Message. Welcome to 2024. We hope you have had a great time over the festive season and enjoyed the food, of which no doubt many overindulged, and why not, it is only Christmas once a year, isn't it? The weather at the beginning of summer was a little bit out of character with so much rain along with the lightning and the thunderstorms, which has been good for the gardens. I do enjoy a good storm, not sure that my cat and others do, or dogs for that matter, along with a few people. We have to thank Rachel for collating the content of the magazine, as she is very resourceful and manages to put lots of interesting articles together. Enjoy this edition and no doubt you will find something to pique, thanks Spellchecker, your interest. Lenore Scott, Editor. Chapter 6, From the CEO. Happy New Year, and I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas. The opening of our new Campbell Town Centre and the purchase of 4 new buses last year has set the scene to further expand our social and peer support activities this year. This year's upcoming programs should see a good mixture of Beyond Blindness and member-run activities. I recently met with members to discuss the use of buses for member-run outings, and we have developed new guidelines for their use. New this year will also see the trial of tandem cycling with bikes, initially on loan from Blind Sports South Australia. We envisage regular activities initially at Victoria Park before venturing further afield. From member feedback, we are conscious of the isolation of many country members and will be working to facilitate coffee and chat groups for members living in some of our larger regional centres in 2024. Our engagement officer Frank Cirillo will be building on the success of his Mount Barker group to contact and develop other groups in other regional towns. If you are living in a regional centre and aware of other members in your area who would enjoy catching up, please contact Frank to see what we can do. In addition to our regular board meetings, the board and I will meet in February to work on longer-term planning and the next stage of our strategic plan. Recruitment will start soon to fill the vacancy left by the retirement of Deidre Gavros from our northern office. Deidre was with Beyond Blindness for 27 years, and I thank her for her many years of service and support to our board and the organisation. At her farewell presentation, Deirdre spoke of her plans to undertake a cruise to New Zealand and a trip to Bali. We wish Deirdre every success in her future endeavors. Once again, I wish to thank my team and our many wonderful volunteers that work to make our organization and its activities success. I look forward to another year of growth in services and support to the legally blind community of South Australia. Jim Colligan, CEO, Beyond Blindness. Chapter 7, 2023 AGM. The Beyond Blindness Annual General Meeting was held on Saturday, the 21st of October, 2023. It was a well-attended meeting with all board members, Campbell Town staff, volunteers and members who came in to hear a review and news of how the organisation has performed in the past financial year, as well as pick up themselves a copy of the latest 2022/2023 report, and hear an overview of how things are running. Business Support Officer Sandra Gisueto hosted the morning. First up, CEO Jim Colligan read out the audited financial statement for year ending the 30th of June, 2023. The board president, Tony Starkey, indicated he would comment on the healthy position of the organization as well as the finances. Further comments were made on the iFood lap and the work conducted over time to implement it, and thanked the team input, including special acknowledgement to volunteer Chris Moyle, who assisted the team with IT issues. The organization is in a good financial position and we now cover both ends of the metropolitan area, so we are looking forward to continuing services with the team putting together a good list of social activities next year. Tony then announced the departure of board member Sarah Savage, giving sincere thanks and congratulations, with her having seen through quite a bit of change and improvements during her time as a board member. All thanked Sarah for her contribution. The board and room then welcomed member Elizabeth Eastham as the newest board member, a well-known and active member who is keen to bring her ideas and contribute to an organization she knows well. Elizabeth thanked Leonore for the questions and informed all that she would like to contribute to how the members view how the organization is run and what activities are on, and to essentially act as a spokesman for the members. Elizabeth acknowledged lack of experience with business decisions but was looking forward and appreciative of the prospect of fellow board members teaching her. The floor was then opened up for questions or discussion by any attendees who were able to put forth their concerns directly to the board and CEO. It was also a great opportunity for new members to attend and get a feel for how the organization is run and give feedback about activities and suggestions from their perspective of what might help new members feel more involved. Maureen Montez, Vice President, presented Visa with birthday wishes and expressed her gratitude for her contribution to the organization. Tony closed the meeting advising that the next AGM is to be held at the South Office at Christie's Beach. Everyone stayed at the center for a lunch prepared by the staff, followed by some fresh fruit. Chapter 8, Around the Office. Bethany Cody report. Beyond Blindness member and disability advocate Bethany Cody has collaborated with ABC News to produce a report about e-scooters on footpaths and the hazard they create for blind and vision impaired South Australians when navigating the city. Beyond Blindness board president Tony Starkey was interviewed by Bethany at Beyond Blindness Campbelltown for the report. Well done, Bethany, for highlighting and giving some insight into this issue. Read her article by clicking the link in the email that your newsletter was sent to. Chapter 9, Around the Office. Golf Clubs Giveaway. We have some golf clubs to give away at the Campbelltown Social Centre. They are quite old and in varying condition, but they are free. There are two golf bags as well, mustard and orange in colour. Neither have buggies, so they are not trolleys. They are heavy. The first set of golf clubs are Slazenger brand, labelled the following way: 3, 6, pitching wedge, sand wedge, 7, 4, 3, putt, 5, 3, 4, 8. The second set is Legacy Black 3, Paradox 1, Razor X 5, Ovation 3, 3, 5, P, and 3 putters. You are welcome to inspect them in person, if you like. If you are interested, please contact the Campbelltown office, 836-760-88 and ask to speak to Marion. Chapter 10, Christmas Party 2023. Beyond Blindness members and volunteers were treated to a fantastic and festive Christmas party, held at the March Club, Paradise on Thursday, December the 14th, 2023. An occasion that brought together members and volunteers from all regions, it was a great way to celebrate such an eventful year that 2023 has been. Enjoying a main course and a dessert, attendees listened to Beyond Blindness CEO Jim Colligan give a speech about the progress Beyond Blindness has made this year, and Board President Tony Starkey gave his thoughts as well. In between speeches, and while eating their meals, one-man band Fred Labrassiau entertained the audience with his jaunty tunes that even got some members and volunteers on the dance floor. The Beyond Blindness Trevor Frost Award 2023 winner and recipient Adeline Rowe was presented with the award for her outstanding achievements and potential in the field of music, with board member Elizabeth D. Silver Clark doing the honors of selecting and presenting her award. Operations manager Visa Neelam gave out certificates to thank our band of reliable volunteers for their hard work last year, and also gave a talk about the iFood Lab. On the way out, attendees were given a Christmas gift to thank them for coming. Thank you for everyone who attended and we hope you had a great time. Chapter 11, Beyond Blindness on Focal Point. A weekly program presented by Peter Greco, Focal Point covers services from blindness organizations and other providers, technology, current affairs, breakthroughs in advocacy campaigns about all manner of challenges and promoting activities and events for people who are blind or vision impaired. Once a month, someone from Beyond Blindness usually features in a segment, interviewed by Peter. Focal Point is broadcasted live on Vision Australia Radio every week on 1197 AM, on Wednesdays at 7 PM. Or you can catch up on past episodes by visiting their podcast page on onmy.fm, website link, onmy.fm/shows/focal-point. Or episodes are linked on the Beyond Blindness Facebook page. The 25th of October, 2023 interview, Frank Cirillo, Member Engagement Officer, Western Adelaide Hills. Topics discussed were 2023 Annual General Meeting, Western Adelaide Hills Activities, the growth of the Adelaide Hills/Mount Barker Coffee and Chat Group, how the Hills and Western Suburbs Young Adults Group might try new activities in the future, with suggestions put forth by the members themselves, information about the upcoming CBD tour, how the Adelaide City came to be, as well as the cooking class held at Campbelltown, and the Tuesday dance class. The 15th of November, 2023 interview, Rachel, Marketing and Administration, Beyond Blindness. Topics discussed were how Rachel started volunteering at Beyond Blindness as an administration assistant, how Rachel markets the Beyond Blindness organization and getting the word out, Beyond Blindness activities for November and December, including Manum Trip, Cherry Picking, Phone and Tablet Technology Session, and Adelaide Hills Group. The 20th of December, 2023 interview, Visa Neelam, Beyond Blindness Operations Manager, and Rachel, Marketing and Administration, Beyond Blindness. Topics discussed were, Visa updates listeners about the InFood Lab, making it easy to access Beyond Blindness news, activity calendars and documents. Rachel also has a chat to Peter about the Christmas closures and the new trial tandem bike activity offered to members in 2024. Chapter 12, History, Horse Race Transcription. Here is an interesting part of history, where a photo was taken on Umfo Island in Dutch New Guinea on the 11th of November, 1944. Personnel of No. 78, Kitty Hawk, Squadron RAAF at an operational base were presented with a vivid audio description of the Melbourne Cup horse race. A shorthand note is taken of the shortwave broadcast on ABC Radio and the transcription is realistically presented over amplifiers, engaging the troops with a retelling of the race that stops the nation back at home. This piece of history really shows the importance of audio description when telling stories and communication, and the vital connection it provides, boosting morale for those posted overseas. Image description. Black and white photo of about 50 males aged about from late teens to late 30s, most shirtless, wearing beige pants. They are sitting next to tents and there are tall tropical trees in the background of the photos. In the middle of the group is a speaker, a pole with a cone on each side. The men are sitting down listening to the broadcast. Chapter 13, Flashback of Central/East Activities. Term 4 2023. Day tours. Members enjoyed several day tours in Term 4, 2023. They visited the Adelaide Botanic Gardens and enjoyed a sensory tour where they felt the textures of leaves and tree barks. They were also taught about the uses and history of the many trees in the gardens. In November, members participated in a historic tour of North Adelaide, where our experienced tour guide, Graham, showed members and volunteers the buildings, talked about the history of the settlers and described the buildings and surroundings. And to round off the year, members and volunteers went to the Bierenberg farm in Hondorf to pick strawberries and enjoy tea, scones and more at the cozy but modern farm cafe and dairy. Tell us of any special tours you would like us to organize by participating in our year-end survey or dropping us an email. info@beyondblindness.org.au. Digital assistance at local libraries. Beyond Blindness has embarked on a program to identify community libraries which offer digital assistance programs to help members use VoiceOver, Siri, Google Assist and other assistive technology on their mobile devices, tablets and laptops. This year, we started working with Hamra and Newtunga West Lakes Library to assist members in the West to familiarize themselves with assistive technology. We will continue to identify more libraries around Adelaide which offer such programs to improve and reach members across different regions. Look out for information as we add to the list of libraries which offer these services. Or contact Marion at 836-76088 to request for more information about a library near you. Chapter 14, Central/East Area Highlights. Highlight of activities for Term 1, 2024. The Central/East group has activities from Mondays to Wednesdays and some Thursdays. Mondays, gentle walks at Semaphore, Moore Sun Lakes, Oak Den Park, Thorndon Park, River Torrens. Tuesdays, golf at Valley View. Wednesdays, Activity 1, Craft and Chat, Alternate Weeks Bingo, Alternate Activity, 7 km Wednesday Walk. Historic/Day Tours, various day and slash or historic tours have been planned for February, March and April 2024. We are looking to plan day trips to Nairn, Garden Grove and Himeji Garden over a Thursday and slash or Friday in February, March and April. Look out for more details in our monthly activity highlights email. Day, date, Thursday the 8th of February, Thursday the 14th of March, Friday the 12th of April, 2024, time, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Seniors Coffee and Chat, 70 years and above. Join our senior members once a month to enjoy coffee, tea, refreshments, and a game of Guess That Song or Trivia. Meet new friends, share your stories, and learn more about the support for vision impaired seniors in our community. Thursday the 15th of February. The 21st of March. The 11th of April, 2024. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., light refreshments will be served. Venue, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campbelltown, South Australia 5074. Cost, $10. Beyond Blindness AFL Gather Round. Beyond Blindness is hosting an exciting evening of AFL Gather Round at their social centre. The event is specially planned for members to enjoy the festival of footy with fellow members. Come and join us for a night of fun, food, and footy. Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. Time, evening, light refreshments will be served. Venue, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campbelltown Social Centre, South Australia 5074. Cost, $10. More information will be sent via email in March 2024. Tandem Bike and Cafe Lunch. Beyond Blindness is excited to announce a new activity for members. We are starting a tandem bike riding event and recommend that participants are comfortable with cycling for at least 30 minutes at a moderate pace before participating. For members who prefer to come enjoy the day out, we have a cafe lunch planned for everyone. Date, Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2024. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., venue, to be confirmed, cost, $10. More information will be sent via email in late January 2024. Desserts with Lenore and Deb. Come learn how to make yummy, healthy and different desserts with Lenore and Deb. Date, Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Venue, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campbelltown Social Centre, South Australia 5074. Cost, $10. Book club formation in collaboration with Campbelltown Library. We are looking to form a book club in collaboration with Campbelltown Library. We invite expressions of interest from all book enthusiasts who are eager to embark on this literary journey. As we are finalizing the details, we are looking to organize sessions on first Friday of the month beginning on Friday, the 2nd of February, 2024, time, morning, venue, Campbelltown Library. Please email or call Marion, 8367-6088 should you have any queries. Tips on how to use VoiceOver, Google Assist and Siri on your device. Join us for a session on how to use voice assistants like Google Assistant and Siri to help vision impaired members use their mobiles or laptops to find information and communicate efficiently. Thursday, the 29th of February, 2024. 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Venue, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campbelltown Social Centre, South Australia 5074. Please email or call Marion at 8367-6088 should you have any queries. Apple Picking at Lenswood. Apple Picking at Lenswood is a fun and unique experience that our members will love. You can pick your own apples fresh from the orchard. Enjoy locally produced food at the on-site cafe, and participate in farm games and activities for kids. The orchard is surrounded by beautiful Leswood views and wildlife, making it a perfect day spent in country air. Leswood Pick Your Own is open for business from March the 6th throughout the season till the end of May. Date, Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Venue, 122 Harris Road, Lenswood, South Australia 5240. Entry fee, $6 per adult, excluding costs of apples. More information will be sent via email in late February 2024. Chapter 15, Northern Area Highlights. Do you live in the northern suburbs of Adelaide? The Beyond Blindness Northern Outreach Group has lots of exciting activities coming up that might just pique your interest. Lunch get-togethers, Join a group of friendly members for a good meal and chat on Mondays at the pubs listed below. Venues: Birkenhead Tavern, Exchange Hotel, Glen Elg Surf Club, McQueen's Tavern. See activity calendar for dates and details. Bingo, Legs 11, Rise and Shine 29, Queen B 73, will your lucky numbers be called? Come along for a few rounds at the Gawler Northern Outreach office and you might just be the one to shout bingo. Date, Monday the 18th of March, 2024. Location, Gawler office. Time, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Music sing-along, bring your singing voices with you for an afternoon with familiar tunes you can sing your heart out to. Date, Monday the 29th of April, 2024. Location, Gawler office. Time, 12 p.m. Contact the Campbelltown office to book in for any of these activities by calling 8367-6088. Chapter 16, Vincent Tartier Visit. Thank you to Honourable Vincent Tartier, member for Hartley, who popped by the Beyond Blindness Campbelltown office on a morning in December to check out our new Toyota buses. His instrumental role in facilitating the waiver of stamp duty for our buses was a significant help for us financially and very much appreciated. These buses transport members to and from social activities, events and excursions, which is important for members socially, and helps increase their participation in the community, as well as trips all over South Australia. Beyond Blindness is grateful for his support. Chapter 17, Oaks Liberty Apartment. Do you feel like you want to take a break? Why not take advantage of the few nights stay in the relaxing Oaks Liberty Apartment? Beyond Blindness can offer its members a stay at a reduced rate. Cost to stay is still extremely affordable, $120 for 3 nights with another 4 nights at $80 per night per year. What a bargain! For booking queries or further information, call 8367-6088. Chapter 18, SASV Presentation Concert. Tuesday the 12th of December, 2023 was the night of SASVs, also known as South Australian School and Services for Vision Impaired, annual presentation concert, attended by Marketing Assistant Rachel and Board Member Elizabeth. As part of the night, Beyond Blindness sponsored an award to the value of $200 to support the student in their educational endeavours. The SASV Spirit Award was awarded to Luke for his demonstration of school values of compassion for others, being honest and fair, and having a strong sense of responsibility. Congratulations and well done, Luke. Before the concert, there was an exhibition set up with the theme of outer space, displaying students' creative creations, such as space, rockets and planets, all made from recyclable material that would have otherwise been discarded. These tactile sculptures were made from materials such as ice cream buckets, cardboard, plastic bottle tops, alfoil, string and many other bits and bobs. Other art pieces were cats and Picasso-inspired cubism-style sculptures. They were very interesting and clever, with stories about the artwork written in text and braille beside them. The theme of the concert was a radio show, SASV Radio 20.23, which brought a lot of laughs as the students hosted a radio show with jokes, weather reports, awards, two plays, Kitty the Space Donkey and the Weird Flower, music performances, traffic report, with the grand finale being a rock band and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you to SASV for giving Beyond Blindness a chance to attend your wonderful concert. Chapter 19, Spotlight on Member Maureen Montez. Maureen Montez is someone I am sure you all know as a long-time fixture and contributing board member of Beyond Blindness for the past 11 years. Bringing her business sense and determination that has been invaluable to grow the Reach and Beyond Blindness brand. Maureen was born in South India, at home in her grandparents' house called Ivy Villa in 1949. Her parents were royalists, so they gave her the classic regal middle name, Elizabeth. Her father worked as an officer for the ASC, Army Sustainment Command, in the Indian Army Service Corps, specializing in the distribution service, managing trucks and supplies. As a consequence of being posted away to a highly secure non-family station, Maureen's father only saw her when she already was 8 months old, when he returned. Her father's letters had to be screened by the army before being delivered to her mother. Her father came across Aussies in the army who would sing songs such as Waltzing Matilda, which her father liked so much he gave Maureen the nickname, Tilda. Maureen and her sister, who is 7 years younger, moved around the country often because of her father's work. Maureen had to adapt to new schools and making friends in each location, causing her to become adaptable to most situations. Maureen finished her primary school in Bangalore and then went on to complete her schooling at Baldwin Girls High School, a school founded by an American missionary, also located in Bangalore. Maureen was active in dramas and plays, and loved to strut her stuff on stage, at one performance, even playing the part of three different roles, having to quickly run backstage for her next character's costume. A model student, she was selected to be the service squad captain, making sure that fellow students were following rules, such as putting rubbish in the bins. Maureen was always talkative, and joined the debating team in grade 10. She graduated high school comparatively early, at 14 and a half years old. She applied to Mount Carmel Catholic College, but because of her young age, she had to seek permission from the Bangalore Catholic Church bishop to start her studies. Studying economics, English, Hindi and logic, she found university to be more fun than school because it offered more freedom. At the age of 18, Maureen graduated university after 3 years of study, and got married fairly shortly after in 1967. She met her husband Russell through a mutual friend at a mess, which is a designated area where military personnel socialize, eat and drink. Russell was an Indian Air Force fighter pilot, so Maureen had that in common with him, coming from a military family herself. Moving straight from her parents' house to an Air Force base, Maureen had to suddenly learn how to cook basic food, using a pressure cooker, as there was no on-site domestic help, and she would pack her husband's lunch in a tiffin box. Welcoming two children while in India, a girl and a boy in the 1960s and 70s, Maureen focused on being a mother during that time. As her husband's work hours were regular, being a mum kept Maureen's hands full. In 1984, Russell was offered to move their family to Australia under the Skilled Migrant Program, as Parafield Airport was seeking pilots to act as flying instructors in their flying academy. They first moved to Salisbury East, into a completely unfurnished house, meaning they had to make do with sleeping on the floor until they were able to buy second-hand beds and loaned a small fridge until the rest of their furniture was shipped from India. Maureen's vision impairment first became noticeable when she started school, as her teachers said that she couldn't see. She had consultations with optometrists who simply said she had limited vision and no glasses could help. Maureen had to sit at the front of the classroom so she was able to see the blackboard, which meant that she was kept closely monitored by teachers, so had to be on her best behavior. Later, aged 15, when she just started university, Maureen went to eye specialists and was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, a condition which affects the nerves going from the retina to the brain. Stargardt disease is a rare genetic eye disease that happens when fatty material builds up on the macula, the small part of the retina needed for sharp, central vision. Vision loss usually starts in childhood, but some people with Stargardt disease don't start to lose their vision until they are adults. There is no treatment at this time and Maureen has around 5% vision, however her central vision is almost gone. In 1985, a year after moving to Adelaide, Maureen set up a business that imported wholesale silk fabric, working from her home in Prospect at the time, filling a niche, to be the first person in Adelaide to import silk for the bridal industry. Maureen would catch buses to and fro all over Adelaide, lugging a bag of silk samples to display to potential buyers, which required persistence. Expanding to opening a physical shop along Chapel Street in Melbourne for a year, selling silk and bridal fabric. After her silk business closed, Maureen spent her days looking after her granddaughter from when she was a baby, which kept her on her toes for 2 days a week. Maureen was introduced to the Blind Welfare Association of South Australia, as Beyond Blindness was known at the time, by the way of Trevor Frost, who gave her an eye monocle to check her silk fabrics closely, and Peter Hetherington, who recommended a Talking Books tape recorder. In around 2010, Maureen took up a volunteering role in retirement villages, offering social support to blind and vision impaired residents, a chat, friendly voice and touch, and occasionally taking them out shopping. Always looking to make a difference in the community, Maureen ran for the local council elections in the 1990s in the district of Nailsworth Ward, as it was divided at the time. She narrowly missed out on a win by only 200 votes. In 2002, after moving to her now home in Parkside, Maureen found there was a long walk to the next set of lights to safely cross the road to the bus stop. She proposed to the Department of Transport to install a traffic light crossing, and 10 months later it was installed, saving 15 minutes of walking and making the area safer for pedestrians needing to cross the road. Maureen's go-getter and productive nature did not go unnoticed by the BWA. She was personally invited to join the board in 2012 as a member of expertise because of her business background. At first Maureen took the opportunity to listen to the board and observe how they ran, but it wasn't too long before Maureen chimed in with some suggestions to improve the BWA, as she is always the type to think ahead for the future. She has been instrumental in suggesting many of the ideas adopted by the board. These have been the Trevor Frost Award, an annual award to assist a young South Australian with a vision impairment to further develop their skills in music or the performing arts, the purchase of the Glen Elg apartment, giving members a chance to rest and relax at a discounted rate, and the name changed to Beyond Blindness and new logo to keep up with the times and best represent the organisation's perspective, and a strong supporter of the move to the new Campbell town site. Outside of her board duties, Maureen enjoys going to the orchestra, theatre, the arts, socialising with friends, walking on the beach, and spending quality time with her family. She is very proud of her 2 children and grandchildren. One of her favorite recipes is fruit cake, usually cooked around Christmas time. 6 months after arriving in Adelaide in 1984, Maureen entered a contest for the best turkey stuffing, winning the contest with her entry, curried turkey stuffing from the days of the Raj, made with ingredients such as fresh coriander, allspice, walnuts and almonds, with no chili, and only a mild spice flavor, as to match the Australian palate. Her exotic recipe had her attending a special ceremony where the radio station 5AA presented her with a prize of a raw turkey, hamper of small goods and wine. Callers rang the station to ask for her recipe, with over 100 copies being sent out by post, by request. Maureen still makes this recipe every Christmas to this day, and is working on passing on the correct technique to her son so the recipe can be enjoyed in years to come. Maureen is very happy and proud that Beyond Blindness is doing so well. Joining Beyond Blindness has channeled her wish to always help people, especially those that are in the same boat, vision-wise. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction to see the progress of Beyond Blindness and I hope the organization can continue to do great things. We might be blind but we still motor on. Chapter 20, Ticker Tech Booking Update. TEG's Ticker Tech empowers inclusion, launches enhanced ticket booking platform sets new standards for accessibility. Australia, the 22nd of November 2023, TEG Today announced that Ticketek, a global leader in live event ticketing, data and analytics, is rolling out an online accessible ticket booking platform, creating a simpler way for people with disability and their companions, family and friends to purchase tickets online. Ticketek has listened to customer feedback and consulted with government bodies, industry partners, and advocacy groups to improve the booking experience of people with disability. There are several types of accessible seating available through the new digital platform, including for customers who use wheelchairs, require easy access, have a vision impairment or use a hearing loop. Companion tickets can also be purchased, allowing fans with disabilities to redeem a complimentary companion ticket for any seat within a venue. Importantly, the new enhanced digital platform is an always-on experience for participating venues and events, which means fans can buy accessible seating tickets online and in real time, including for high-demand events. At Ticketek, we believe that all Australians should have equal opportunities to attend their favourite events. Offering an ideal purchasing experience for accessible seating is a project we hold close to our hearts. We are aware that the process has not been as easy as it should be to date, so we are delighted to be delivering this improved experience for fans and their companions. Attending concerts, festivals and sporting events is a favourite pastime for many Australians, including those who need more support in accessing venues. It's so important that accessibility does not become a barrier for people living their life to the fullest. We are proud to have worked with Ticketek to introduce true equity to ticketing. The same customer experience, whether people have a disability or not, is a new benchmark in accessibility for all Australian companies to aspire to. The most up-to-date information on accessible bookings is available at the Ticketek website. Customers who have questions can contact Ticketek's accessible seating hotline on 1300 665 915, where a trained Ticketek staff member can discuss their accessible seating needs. Ticketek's new accessible booking platform is available on selected events at the following South Australian venues. A full list of venues can be found by visiting the press release page. Dunstan Playhouse, AFC, South Australia. Festival Theatre, AFC, South Australia. Her Majesty's Theatre, AFC, South Australia. This press release has been amended and a link can be found attached to the newsletter's email. Chapter 21, Volunteers. Volunteer Spotlight, Small Jobs Group. The Beyond Blindness Volunteer Small Jobs Group helps out by visiting member homes and doing odd jobs. Little things around the house that they may be unable to complete themselves but that will help their quality of life once done. Such as installing light globes, hanging picture frames or installing curtain rods, etc. The group also helps on site at the Campbelltown office by assembling the new shed, hanging pictures and installing shelving, especially during the move, clearing out from the Gilles Plains Centre and settling in of the new office space in Campbelltown. Interested in volunteering? Have some extra time on your hands? Want to be involved in your local community? Looking to share your skills or learn something new? Beyond Blindness is seeking volunteers in all areas of Adelaide. From Gawler and the Barossa, north, east, south, west, Adelaide Hills and Victor Harbour, no matter where you live, Beyond Blindness would love if you could assist people with vision impairment to experience social activities. Volunteering is also a great way to help others, keep yourself busy and make new friends. There are vacancies in gardening, bus drivers and transport, handy persons, site guides, computer and technology assistants, administration and reception, activity groups at our social centre, crafts, cooking, excursions, overnight trips, and photographers. Or take a look at our activity schedule in this newsletter to see what we get up to. Get in touch with the Beyond Blindness Campbelltown office on 8367-6088 for more information or submit the online form on our website, beyondblindness.org.au/volunteering. Chapter 22, Adelaide Zoo Welcomes Assistance Dogs. By Amy Vogelsang. Amy Vogelsang is Zoo's SA's Senior Communications Coordinator. It's the start of a new era as assistance dogs are welcomed through the gates of Adelaide Zoo for the first time, opening up a world of wild experiences to visitors from near and far who are supported by accredited assistance dogs. Partnering with See Differently, formerly Royal Society for the Blind, Zoo's SA's Assistance Animal Program initially allows See Differently accredited assistance dogs to visit the zoo between 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. An assistance animal zone map guides people and their assistance dogs through the zoo, making sure Labradors, lemurs and humans alike all have a rewarding and safe experience. The creation of this map is where the science comes in. Zoo's SA's Animal Behavior and Creative Programs Manager, Nick Bishop, said the program is a result of strategic animal behavior research between Zoo's South Australia vets, keepers and See Differently specialist dog trainers. See Differently assistance dogs took part in 4 testing days to meet zoo animals. Testing involved walking dogs past animal habitats across the zoo while Nick recorded the zoo animal reactions and the handlers noted the responses from the dogs. We wanted to know what might happen when a lion meets a Labrador. Using over 100 pieces of behavioral footage, I assessed how dogs and different zoo animals responded to each other to assess where assistance animals can go in the zoo. Many animals are naturally interested in new things. Sometimes this can be positive and enriching and other times this can have negative outcomes, said Nick. For the vast majority of species, the testing process found that seeing an assistance dog was a positive enrichment experience. It was fascinating seeing the meerkat's reaction. They were so curious and all ran over to the glass fence to check out their furry visitor. These findings formed the traffic light system for the assistance animal zone map. Green zones mean assistance animals can safely move about. Orange is where people should exercise caution and be aware of how their assistance dog may react, and red zones are restricted where assistance animals are not permitted. We want people and their assistance dogs to feel as at home with us as the 250 different species that live at Adelaide Zoo, and the zone map is one way we will facilitate a positive welfare outcome for assistance dogs and the furry, scaly and feathered friends at the zoo, finished Nick. With See Differently providing assistance dogs to more than 130 South Australians, Zoo's South Australia Chief Executive, Elaine Bested, said this program marks an important milestone in providing a welcoming and accessible space for all. This is an exciting step on our accessibility journey and we're thrilled to be supporting more people to visit, learn about incredible species and have a wild experience at the zoo. Assistance animals help give people with an accessibility requirement greater independence and we are proud to support this at Adelaide Zoo. We've had great feedback from the community on our Relaxed Zoo's Hours initiative, where we reduce human noises in select sessions to create a more sensory-friendly environment for guests, and we look forward to building on this work and opening up the zoo to more people with the Assistance Dogs program, said Elaine. See Differently Executive Director, Damien Papps, said, the research phase of this program, in introducing guide and assistance dogs in training to different animals, was fascinating and a unique learning opportunity for the See Differently and Zoo South Australia teams. We are here to provide people with the capability to see differently, and this initiative with Zoo South Australia is enabling South Australians with a guide or assistance dog to experience the Adelaide Zoo in a whole new, accessible way. We're really pleased that people with a guide or assistance dog can now enjoy a visit to the Adelaide Zoo, a quintessential leisure experience, with their children, grandchildren and families and friends. With the WHO founded in 1883 and SEA differently founded in 1884, it is a wonderful opportunity for us to work together enriching the lives of South Australians. Human Services Minister Ed Cook said, "I am delighted that Adelaide Zoo is opening its gates to visitors and their assistance dogs, ensuring even more South Australians have access to the great experiences on offer." Earlier this year, the state government announced $10,000 for Zoo South Australia to expand and deliver its series of relaxed experiences for the state's autistic and autism communities. These initiatives are all part of the work taking place to make South Australia more accessible and inclusive for all. People visiting with an accredited See Differently assistance dog can head to the accessibility page on the Adelaide Zoo website and access the assistance animals guide and complete an application, or call Adelaide Zoo on 08-8267-3255. There are a number of support measures in place to ensure the safety of guests, their assistance dog and our animals, and by following the guide, Adelaide Zoo can support everyone to have a rewarding and safe experience. At this early stage of the program, Adelaide Zoo is open to accredited See Differently assistance dogs and not other species of assistance animals. If you are the handler of an assistance dog accredited by a different institution, we are seeking additional feedback and people to work with so we can support everyone, and every animal, to have the most rewarding and safest interactions. As we continue to learn and grow, we welcome feedback to guide this program to be the most useful for the most people, and look forward to working with additional organizations. Apply via the Adelaide Zoo website by visiting this link: https://www.adelaidezoo.com.au. This article has been reproduced with permission from Zoo South Australia. Chapter 23, Special Purpose Funding Tech Fest 2023. Special Purpose Funding, SPF, Spotlight on Adaptive Equipment Subsidy, Tech Fest 2023. The See Differently Tech Fest 2023 was held at UCity in the Adelaide CBD on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. A few Beyond Blindness staff as well as members were able to check it out and discover the latest and greatest available in adaptive technology equipment. Tech Fest was held in an exhibition space with displays from all over Australia and the world, presenting the latest technology to assist blind and vision impaired South Australians. There were many different tables set out with options of technology, such as magnifiers, screen readers, braille machines, phone apps, and gadgets, to make things easier around the home, as well as out in the community. New models of hardware were updated with Wi-Fi, which opened up the option to connect to the internet, to keep the hardware up to date, as well as, for example, download and print documents by connecting online. The event was hands-on, with attendees able to try many products for themselves to see if they might benefit. TechFest also had three seminars with guest speakers giving talks about different products inside the home, in the community, and the latest in technology. Coming all the way from the USA, assistive technology expert, content creator, and the TechFest ambassador Samuel Seavey talked about exciting advances in technology. Sam, the founder and creator of the Blind Life YouTube channel, who developed an early onset form of macular degeneration and was legally blind by his mid-teens, gave a presentation on the future of assistive technology. Sam spoke about some mind-blowing opportunities, and we were presented with the Envision glasses. We were shown how the glasses use a wide-angle camera to scan the area in front of you with scene detection. There is further advancement with the use of ChatGPT, AI, where you can interact with the glasses to ask questions. You are even able to interact with the glasses by asking questions about the scene. Plus, you are able to contact up to 10 allies via the glasses, where your ally can view the scene that you are in. What a great way to get out of a sticky situation when you may be disoriented or require further assistance to give you a live description of what's in your environment. I encourage you to check out a great review Sam has produced on his YouTube channel The Blind Life. The video is titled Envision Glasses Just Got Better. Plus check out Sam's website, The Blind Life, Sam's CV, theblindlife.net. You can also seek more information on the Envision Glasses via Pacific Vision's website. Smart Glasses for the Blind and Vision Impaired, onelowvision.com. With so many displays at TechFest from many suppliers around Australia and the world, the list is long on the technology, applications and equipment available. It is clear that technology is advancing at a rapid pace. And despite the concerns those may have with the use of AI, the opportunities to gain and maintain your independence is endless, and going in such a hopeful and positive direction. Some other highlights that Sam touched on for the future in adaptive technology equipment and software were wayfitting technology, improving indoor navigation such as virtual corridors giving you an aid to navigate your surroundings. Haptic technology. Haptic clothing will use haptic technology, which essentially is the use of touch sensations aka vibrations via a wearable small device that is installed on your clothing to send a signal to the spot of impact which reaffirms direction and to avoid an obstacle in your way. Robot guide dogs, enabling both a mobility and guide aid given that some are designed almost the size of a suitcase or small walker with multiple wheels. About the size of a baby's pram, check out the link, Seamless Vision, Buddy, a new kind of guide for the blind and visually impaired on YouTube. However, it must be reiterated that these robots cannot replace the companionship, intelligent disobedience that a dog can provide a person who is blind. Check out these suppliers and their products, who were present at the Tech Fest, See Differently with Royal Society for the Blind, Pentronics, NV Access, Bindi Maps, Sage Automation, Eschenbach, Magnifiers Australia, Isept, Humanware, HIMS, International, Pacific Vision, Quantum, VizEtech Magnifiers. Links to the above companies' websites can again be found in the email that you received your newsletter in. Members, if you are looking to explore any devices or software that are exclusively for people with low vision, please do reach out to Business Support Officer Sandra Gesuato by phoning 8367-6088. Once you have obtained a quote from your supplier, you may choose to apply directly via our new online form here, SPF Adaptive Technology Subsidy Application Form, which is linked in the newsletter email, where you can upload your supplier quote during the application process. The Beyond Blindness Adaptive Equipment / Technology Subsidy is intended to assist full members gain and maintain independence in daily living, study or employment. A subsidy may be paid to assist with the cost of purchase of equipment or aids made or software that comes standard with adaptions for the blind. This does not include hardware such as computers / screens or laptops. A subsidy of 50% of the cost price may be paid on items costing $100 or more, up to a maximum subsidy of $4,000 over a 3-year period. These funds are provided through Beyond Blindness fundraising activities including bequests and donations. We do our best to accommodate all requests. But please note funds are limited and budgeted for, so it is anticipated members will exhaust other specific government schemes where available, employment schemes, NDIS, before applying for funding through Beyond Blindness. As per our guidelines, all SPF payments are subject to member assessment and funding availability, and remember, please do not proceed with purchasing items or engaging services before approval is given by Beyond Blindness. Members will not be reimbursed if these guidelines are not followed. Chapter 24, Sports, Paul Cormack. Beyond Blindness member Paul Cormack has returned from the 2023 19th Australian Masters Games hosted in Adelaide from the 7th to the 14th of October, 2023. Created by the Confederation of Australian Sport in 1987, the Australian Masters Games is a week-long festival of sport that brings together weekend warriors from around Australia and the world to enjoy an extensive sport and social program. Participating in many 10-pin bowling events, such as doubles, trios, and individual, Paul came away with his hands full, winning a total of 9 medals, 6 gold and 3 bronze, competing in varied events, individually and in a team, depending on the category. Paul has been bowling since 2014, quickly making a name for himself in the Adelaide bowling scene, and participating in his first Masters Games in 2016. He keeps his skills sharp by playing in a bowling league every Monday night at Zone Bowling, competing against 10 other teams. Growing up, Paul found ball sports hard to access, as he was blind, but he still had some vision. 10-pin bowling was difficult but still the most accessible out of all of the sports. Though he was happy to find the sport as it was a way to keep fit and also be social, which Paul feels is vital way to stay healthy, both mentally and physically. Paul demonstratively has the skill and talent to bowl M over, and combined with the recreation and personal development subsidy funded by Beyond Blindness, the subsidy has made it easier for Paul to participate in these types of competitive events. Paul says, the recreation and personal development subsidy helps ease the financial pressure of participating in recreational and competitive sport, because it covers the registration and game fee. I am thankful for it, and I am also grateful to Beyond Blindness for supporting me, Paul says. He also encourages more members to try bowling. I have been able to make friends, both blind and with vision, locally and interstate. But I definitely love to see more vision-impaired people bowl in the Masters Games. Well done, Paul, and congratulations on your achievements. If you think you might benefit from the Beyond Blindness Recreation and Personal Development Subsidy, or for more information, please contact Sandra Gesuato at the Campbell Town office on 8367 6088. To apply online, go to bayodblindness.org.au/financial-assistance and scroll down to Recreation and Personal Development Funding and follow the information and link. Alternatively, use the link included in the newsletter's email. Please note, you must have your supplier/provider quote available to upload when applying online, to attach with your application. Chapter 25, Being Blind by Tony Doyle. Book excerpt. I have never had normal sight and for many years I have been totally blind. It's not an uncommon plight, it affects 0.5% of humankind. We are more capable than people think, some barriers are real, others in the mind. But, I function well at the kitchen sink and can cook whenever I feel inclined. We are frequently misunderstood and empathy can be hard to find. There's more I would do if I could, but I don't object to a bit of hard grind. Blind people need more time than others, especially when tasks are entwined. But we often make better lovers, so we don't accept being unjustly maligned. I don't like being patronized, but I like people who are genuinely kind. We won't be unfairly criticized, discarded or simply left behind. So think again when you refer to blind folk. We don't want false images assigned. If wrong impressions are what you evoke, you can expect a poke in the eye from the blind. That's me. A signed copy of Toner's book can be purchased from him at the reduced price of $30 by emailing tdoyle.visions@bigpond.com or calling on 0417798857. Below is information about his book, Vistas and Visions of a Blind Man. This collection of poems and sketches will take you on an intricate, winding journey focusing on society, environment, science, politics, religion and many other, often poignant, aspects of life. These poems contain critique, commentary, lots of humor, pathos, absurdity and a degree of red alert. Tony Boyle's poetic styles vary and references to blindness are sprinkled throughout the book. These poems will entertain, challenge, amuse and perhaps even shock you. Some of them take a critical look at modern life, recent cultural changes and possible future scenarios. The widening gap between rich and poor is referred to in several poems. The author considers it to be a dangerous and undealt with phenomenon of the modern era. Other poems will cheer you up with a bit of irreverent and quirky humor. Chapter 26, Lenore's Cooking Corner. Magic peanut butter cookers? Prep time, 5 minutes, cook, 10 minutes. Ingredients. 1 cup, 270 grams, peanut butter. A half cup, 100 grams, granulated sugar. 1 large egg. Method, preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit, 180 Celsius. Combine all the ingredients in a bowl and mix well. Drop by level tablespoons onto a baking paper lined baking sheet for 10 minutes. Cool briefly on the baking sheet before transferring to a wire rack to cool completely. Anzac biscuits? With Anzac Day upon us shortly, thought these might be nice to make to share around. Prep, 20 minutes. Cook, 10 minutes. 1 cup, 90 grams, rolled oats. 1 1/4 cups, 175 grams, plain flour. 1 cup, 120 grams, unsweetened shredded coconut. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 2/3 cup, 150 grams, butter, softened. 1/4, 60 milliliters, golden syrup. 1 teaspoon baking soda. Method, preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit, 180 Celsius. In a large bowl, combine the oats, flour, coconut, sugar, and salt. Set aside. In a saucepan over medium heat, combine the butter and golden syrup until the butter has melted. Remove from heat and add the baking soda, stirring briefly. The mixture should begin to fizz. Immediately add the saucepan ingredients to the dry ingredients and mix quickly until barely combined. Drop by tablespoon or small cookie scoop onto a baking paper lined or greased baking sheet and bake for 9 to 11 minutes. Cool briefly on the baking sheet before transferring to a wire rack to cool completely. Chapter 27, COVID Notice. We would like to remind everyone that there is still the risk of catching COVID and bringing it to Beyond Blindness activities and centers. For this reason, we kindly ask that you do not attend activities, volunteer, or come into the centers if you are sick, feel unwell, or have any cold, flu or respiratory symptoms. Chapter 28, Donations. Did you know that Beyond Blindness is entirely self-funded? We rely on the generous donations of our members and associates to fund support services for blind and vision impaired South Australians. If you would like to make a donation, or information about leaving a bequest, please get in touch. Beyond Blindness can also provide envelopes if you would like family and friends to make a charity donation in your loved one's honour. We value any amount, big or small. Contact the office on 836-760-88 or visit beyondblindness.org.au/donations for more information, or to donate online via PayPal. Your contributions are greatly appreciated and will help change the lives of our members. Thank you to the following people who have recently donated to Beyond Blindness: Estate of J. Holbrook, K. Whittington, M. Rahman, A.M. Bigayaka, S. Pearson, N. Wajid, D. Jeffrey, C. J. and P. Pryor. Chapter 29, Sign Up to Our Newsletter. Have you been enjoying reading this newsletter? The Beyond Blindness newsletter is released 4 times per year and is available in the following formats. paper copy via post, standard or text only large print. Email, standard or text only large print. CD, MP3 or WAV. MP3 email, listen on your phone, tablet or computer. It's the best way to keep up to date with Beyond Blindness activities, news and what we get up to. You can sign up with simply your name and best contact method, no membership required. If you would like copies for your waiting room, or if you need to reorder, please contact us also. Call us, 836-76088 or email, marketing@beyondblindness.org.au. Chapter 30, Feedback. We hope that you have been enjoying the latest Beyond Blindness newsletter. Do you have a short story, 500 words or less, a short poem, 25 lines or less, gardening tips, joke, or even a yummy recipe etc. you would like to share? Would you like to be interviewed as a member or volunteer to share your story? Have you heard any news about anything that affects the South Australian blind and vision impaired community that you think should be published? Please get in touch, we would love to hear from you. Your contributions may be featured in a future edition of Beyond Blindness magazine. Thank you to everyone who contributed to this edition. Call us, 836-76088. Email, marketing@beyondblindness.org.au. Or have a chat next time you are at the Campbelltown office. Thoughts on improving services? The board and staff would welcome your input. Feel free to provide your feedback and ideas too. info@beyondblindness.org.au. Speak to your region's member engagement officer. Or phone the Campbelltown office on 836-76088. Follow us on Facebook. For the latest news, photos, information about future events and everything else about Beyond Blindness, follow us on Facebook. facebook.com/beyondblindnessSA or search for Beyond Blindness. Chapter 31, Activities Calendar and Important Notes. Term 1, January, February, March, April 2024. Note, during school holidays some activities may be paused. Please take note of this activity schedule and contact your region's member engagement officer for any queries or call the office, 8367-6088. School holidays are Thursday the 21st of December 2023 until Sunday the 28th of January 2024. And Saturday the 13th of April until Sunday the 28th of April 2024. Please note, Easter long weekend may affect regular activities, Good Friday the 29th of March until Easter Monday the 1st of April, 2024. Extreme weather may affect activities and the policy can be found at the end of this newsletter. Chapter 32, Western Activities, Term 1 2024. Contact Frank, Member Engagement Officer, West, Phone. 0488114626. Tuesdays, West/Central Activity, VIP Dance. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Dancing will be on the following dates, Tuesday the 13th of February, Tuesday the 27th of February, Tuesday the 12th of March, Tuesday the 26th of March. Thursdays, Thursday the 21st of March, 2024. West/Central Activity, Sailing at the Royal Yacht Squadron, this activity is to be confirmed. Thursday the 22nd of February, 2024, West/Central/East/South Activity, Tandem Bike and Cafe Lunch. Fridays, Western Social Group. Friday the 16th of February, 2024, Lunch at the Rex Hotel. Friday the 15th of March, 2024, Walk around West Lakes and lunch at Lakes Resort. Friday the 19th of April, 2024, School Holidays. Saturdays, Western Social Group. Saturday the 3rd of February, 2nd, 2024, lunch at Chala Gardens Hotel. Saturday, the 2nd of March, 2024, walk and lunch at the Bartley Tavern. Saturday, the 6th of April, 2024, walk then lunch at the Bay. Sundays, Young Adults Group. Sunday, the 11th of February, 2024, walk around the Bay then lunch. Sunday, the 10th of March, 2024, day trip to McLaren Vale. Sunday, the 14th of April, 2024, school holidays. Chapter 33, Central/East Activities, Term 1 2024. Contact, Marion, Member Engagement Officer. Central/East, 8367-6088. Mondays, gentle walk and lunch, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday the 29th of January, Monday the 5th of February, Monday the 12th of February, Monday the 19th of February, Monday the 26th of February, Monday the 4th of March, Monday the 11th of March, Monday the 18th of March, Monday the 25th of March, Monday the 8th of April, Monday the 29th of April, 2024. Venues, Semaphore, Moore Sun Lakes, Oakden Park, Thorndon Park, River Torrens. Tuesdays. Activity 1, Golf and Lunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday the 30th of January, Tuesday the 6th of February, Tuesday the 13th of February, Tuesday the 20th of February, Tuesday the 27th of February, Tuesday the 5th of March, Tuesday the 12th of March, Tuesday the 19th of March, Tuesday the 26th of March, Tuesday the 2nd of April, Tuesday the 9th of April, 2024. Venue, Valley View Golf Course. Activity 2, West/Central Activity, VIP Dance, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday the 13th of February, Tuesday the 27th of February, Tuesday the 12th of March, Tuesday the 26th of March, 2024. To sign up to the dancing, contact Frank, 0488114626 or 8367-6088. Wednesdays. Activity 1, Craft and Chat, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday the 31st of January, Wednesday the 7th of February, Wednesday the 14th of February, Wednesday the 21st of February, Wednesday the 28th of February, Wednesday the 6th of March, Wednesday the 13th of March, Wednesday the 20th of March, Wednesday the 27th of March, Wednesday the 3rd of April, Wednesday the 10th of April, 2024. Venue, Campbelltown Social Centre. Activity 2, Bingo, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday the 31st of January, Wednesday the 14th of February, Wednesday the 28th of February, Wednesday the 13th of March, Wednesday the 27th of March, Wednesday the 10th of April, 2024. Venue, Campbelltown Social Centre. Activity 3, Wednesday Walks, 7 kilometres walk, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, various locations. Wednesday the 31st of January, Wednesday the 7th of February, Wednesday the 14th of February, Wednesday the 21st of February, Wednesday the 28th of February, Wednesday the 6th of March, Wednesday the 13th of March, Wednesday the 20th of March, Wednesday the 27th of March, Wednesday the 3rd of April, Wednesday the 10th of April, 2024. Please note Wednesday walks will be cancelled when it coincides with week of trips. Thursdays. 10 pin bowling at Woodville and lunch at Tavern 540, Thursday the 1st of February and Thursday the 7th of March, 2024, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Nen Day Tour, Thursday the 8th of February, 2024, this activity is still to be confirmed. Seniors Group Gathering at Campbelltown Social Centre, Coffee and Chat for 70 Years and Above, Thursday the 15th of February 2024, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Central, East, West, South Activity, Tandem Bike and Cafe Lunch, Thursday the 22nd of February 2024. Tech Talk, Assistive Technology for Communications on Both Android and Apple Devices. Thursday the 29th of February 2024. This activity is still to be confirmed. Garden Grove Gardening Center and Lunch at Cafe de Grove, Thursday the 14th of March 2024, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Seniors Group Gathering at Campbell Town Social Center, Coffee and Chat for 70 Years and Above, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Thursday the 21st of March 2024. Apple Picking at Lenswood, Thursday the 28th of March 2024. AFL Gather Round at Campbelltown, Adelaide Crows vs Melbourne Demons Evening. Thursday the 4th of April 2024. Seniors Group Gathering at Campbelltown Social Centre, Coffee and Chat for 70 Years and Above. Thursday the 11th of April 2024, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Fridays. Book Club with Campbelltown Library, Friday the 2nd of February 2024, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Desserts with Lenore and Deb, Cooking Demo, Friday the 8th of March 2024, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Himeji Japanese Gardens, Central South Terrace and Glen Osmond Road, Friday the 12th of April, 2024. Chapter 34, Northern Activities, Term 1 2024. Northern Outreach. Contact, Campbelltown Office 836760888. Monday the 5th of February, Bakery Lunch, Meet at Gawler Office, 11 a.m. Monday the 19th of February, Exchange Hotel, Gawler, 12 p.m. Monday the 4th of March, Birkenhead Tavern, Port Adelaide, 12 p.m. Monday the 18th of March, Bingo, Gawler Office, 10 a.m. Monday the 1st of April, Glen Elg Surf Club, Glen Elg, 12 p.m. Monday the 15th of April, McQueen's Tavern, Angle Park, 12 p.m. Monday the 29th of April, Music Sing Along, Gawler Office, 12 p.m. Country Music. Contact, Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Sunday February the 18th, Sunday March the 17th, Sunday April the 21st, 2024. Country Music, 9 a.m. onwards. Playford Country Music Club, Elizabeth Downs. Open to all members, depending on pickup location and transport resources available. Beyond Blindness Gawler Low Vision Group. Contact, Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Please note, this group is at capacity with transport, so anyone wanting to join in needs to arrange their own transport. Spaces may be limited. Contact Joan Snowball for further information. Friday the 2nd of February, Gawler Meeting, Meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 16th of February, Disability Showroom, Meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 1st of March, Gawler Meeting, Meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 15th of March, Grenville Hub, Meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 29th of March, Good Friday, no meeting. Friday the 12th of April, Bel Air Hotel, Meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Chapter 35, South Activities, Term 1 2024. Contact, Jeremy, phone, 855-66228. Member Engagement Officer, South. These dates and details are subject to change. Please contact Jeremy or Christine at the Southern Office to confirm activities and venues. January 2024, no activities for Southern Group. February 2024. Tuesday the 6th of February, Social Group, Music in the Year Ahead. Tuesday the 13th of February, Craft Group, Office. Wednesday the 14th of February, Blackwood Coffee Group. Tuesday the 20th of February, Bus Trip, Semaphore and Palais for Lunch. Thursday the 22nd of February, West, Central, East, South Activity, Tandem Bike and Cafe Lunch. Monday the 26th of February, Conversation Corner, Finus Street Cafe, Marion. March 2024. Tuesday the 5th of March, Social Group, Port Noarlunga Arts. Tuesday the 12th of March, Craft Group. Wednesday the 13th of March, Blackwood Coffee Group. Tuesday the 19th of March, Bus Trip in Mon Valley, Delicious for Lunch. Monday the 25th of March, Conversation Corner, Finus Street Cafe, Marion. April 2024. Tuesday the 2nd of April, Social Group, Guest Speaker. Tuesday the 9th of April, Craft Group. Wednesday the 10th of April, Blackwood Coffee Group. Tuesday the 16th of April, Bus Trip, Wituga National Park, Lunch at Flagstaff Hill Hotel. Monday the 29th of April, Conversation Corner, Finus Street Cafe, Marion. Chapter 36, Victor Harbour Groups, Term 1 2024. Contact, Jeremy, Southern Member Engagement Officer, Phone, 855-66228. Talking Books at Victor Harbour Library, Monday the 19th of February, Monday the 18th of March, Monday the 15th of April, 2024. Gulwa Men's Coffee and Chat, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m, Cafe Gulwa Shopping Center. Chapter 37, Adelaide Hills Activities. Term 1 2024. Contact, Frank, Member Engagement Officer, Adelaide Hills, 8367-6088 or 0488114626. Thursday the 29th of February, 2024, Lunch at Bridgeport Hotel, Murray Bridge. Thursday the 28th of March, 2024, Lunch at Old Mill Hotel, Mount Barker. Chapter 38, Travel Club. Term 1 2024. Contact, Wendy Carter 0408082524 or Beyond Blindness, 8367-6088. Saturday the 10th of February, 2024, Movie at Wallace Cinema Mount Barker, Movie Name, The Boys in the Boat, Lunch at Lobeth Hall Hotel. Saturday the 9th of March, 2024, Victor Harbour Horse-Drawn Tramway and Granite Island, Lunch Locally. Saturday the 13th of April, 2024, Adelaide Zoo, Bring Your Own Lunch or Buy at the Zoo. Chapter 39, Important Information About Activities. Please note, all members are welcome to attend any activity, in any location in Adelaide, depending on transport and resources availability. All activities are subject to change and a minimum number of sign-up. Some activities may have fees involved. Transport may be provided for members living within predetermined radius. For members who are living outside of the radius, alternative central pickup locations can be arranged, subject to availability. Regular activities may take a break during the school holiday period. Please refer to the activity calendar for details. Contact the appropriate regional member engagement officer for any clarification about activities during the holidays or any general questions. Refer to extreme weather policy on next page regarding the weather and how it may affect activities. Chapter 40, Extreme Weather Policy. Updated, the 29th of June, 2023. 32 degrees and over, no working guide dogs outside. 38 degrees and over, small jobs and members' home visits to be cancelled and rescheduled, all outdoor activities, travel clubs and regional trips will be cancelled except for metropolitan activities. For example, craft and bingo using air-conditioned vehicles to and from 40 degrees and over, all Beyond Blindness member services cancelled, staff will still be in office on these days. Please note, activities are subject to change depending on extreme weather conditions, for example heat, severe storm warning, or flood alert, etc. The health and safety of staff, volunteers and members is essential at all times, but particularly during extreme weather. Chapter 41, End of Newsletter. Thank you for listening to the Summer 2023/2024 edition of the Beyond Blindness Newsletter and Activity Calendar. This is the end of the newsletter.